NPR's business news starts with an auto race that's green. And in that race, Toyota is still way in the lead. The company has just sold its millionth Prius. The hybrid car that combines electric power with gas has come to symbolize the entire hybrid car market. But other big automakers are gunning their engines, hoping to catch up. Today, Honda announced plans to introduce a low-cost hybrid car into the U.S. market early next year. The following year is when Nissan plans to introduce its own hybrid car into the U.S. It's also when General Motors hopes to launch its plug-in hybrid, the Chevrolet Volt.
It's springtime in Silicon Valley. Every few weeks, cornerstones of the internet economy, companies like Google, Apple, and Yahoo, meet on an open field to shout out their brand loyalties and throw things at each other. It's not the downturn in the economy that has blood pressures high. It's something called ultimate frisbee. Reporter Malia Wallen was on the sidelines for a critical Google matchup.
For decades, Ultimate has been popular among the tech-savvy elite of Silicon Valley. It's a hybrid sport, like football mashed up with soccer, played with a frisbee. Plus, it's self-refereed, appealing to the libertarian ethos of most computer engineers.
One thing that engineers universally have is sort of like this loathing of management, and they like to feel empowered. They don't want to be told what to do.
That's Hyungjin Kim. He's a software engineer at Google. Kim's ankle is sprained, so he's not playing the game today against Apple. But he is limping along the sidelines, sizing up the competition.
Mainly engineers, from the looks of it. Ultimate is known to be a kind of a nerd sport. I take pride in that, actually. A lot of the nerds do play it.
All of the nerds from Apple are wearing shirts the color of Granny Smith apples with the company logo on the front.
Hey, are we keeping score in any way?
5-2.
5-2? Yeah, it was 3-3 at one point.
Yeah, does anybody have any idea what the score is?
Sometimes, when the techies pick up their frisbees, the darker side of the internet economy manifests itself out on the field. Last year, when Google played Facebook, things got tense.
They look young and they run like mad. They could outrun most of us, basically.
With a 24-year-old CEO at the helm, Facebook is young. The company got its start in the Harvard dorms in 2004.
I think a lot of them were like hardcore Ultimate players at Harvard. They kind of wanted to prove themselves as new kids in a block that, you know, they're like the team to beat. And right now they are.
Google lost the Facebook game months ago, but Kim is still bitter about the defeat. This game is mostly smiles and chit-chat, as much an excuse to run around as a real competition.
You don't necessarily have, like, prizes or anything. It's more about pride, nothing more than that. But pride means a lot in this valley, I guess. Looks like Apple is really kicking Google's butt right now. What's the score? Do you know the score?
The sun is setting as the Apple-Google game wraps up, turning the Diablo Mountain Range a golden color. Players filter off toward the parking lot with sweaty faces and grass-stained knees. No one seems to know or care whether Google or Apple came out victorious in the end. In the car, Hyungjin Kim insists the game was, without question, a clear win for Google. It's after 8 p.m., and outside the sky is dark. The laid-back vibe of Ultimate is wearing off, and Kim is going back to work. For NPR News, this is Malia Wallen.
NPR's business news starts with Microsoft and Yahoo. The saga continues. After walking away from the negotiating table, Microsoft has gone back. It is not proposing another merger with Yahoo, but Microsoft has approached Yahoo with a plan for a, quote, alternative transaction. Those are the two words Microsoft used in a statement out yesterday. The proposal could mean a partnership or some kind of joint venture in search-related advertising, according to the New York Times. The Wall Street Journal says this move appears to be an attempt to stop Yahoo from doing a deal with Google, the company that dominates search engine advertising. And a full merger still is not considered out of the question. A big Yahoo shareholder, the billionaire Carl Icahn, is pushing for the two companies to go back into merger talks. And one analyst quoted in an Associated Press report says that Microsoft's decision to walk away from merger talks a couple of weeks ago was a total head fake. You might try a head fake in a new video game, that's on store shelves today. It's called the Wii Fit, and it's expected to be a blockbuster. You exercise. It follows on the success of previous Wii games, which have created a whole new market for active gaming, as it's called, and now other companies are coming up with devices to cash in. Morning Edition's technology commentator Mario Armstrong stopped by our studios to show us one of the new gadgets.
So this is a controller that is in a prototype stage right now. It's not available, but it's made by a company called Interaction Laboratories.
May I pick this up?
Sure, absolutely.
It's got two handles on it. Has a couple little switches and so forth on the side.
And what makes that controller different that you're holding there, Steve, is I want you to take those rubber handles, those two handles, and squeeze together.
Oh, is this going to take some effort?
That's
okay,
right.
Here we go.
Or
pull apart. Okay.
And so what it does is it actually brings what they call real-world resistance to virtual objects in games.
All right.
So a good example of this could be maybe a bow and arrow. So hold that like you're shooting.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Now
right,
pull back like you're pulling your bow.
The way that I would for the bow
exactly.
And arrow.
So the further you would pull, the stronger you are.
Kind of let go like
you look a little weak there.
Look a little weak. Those looks are not deceiving. Okay.
But you get the idea. Or you could have a swimmer on the screen, and maybe you have to use a rhythmic motion.
Oh, yeah, a little breaststroke.
Exactly.
Or is Nintendo, the makers of the Wii, really happy that somebody has invented this other product that you can use with the Wii?
The question will be, how successful would this be? Will they decide to do it themselves, or will they work out an agreement that makes sense for a company like Interaction Labs to work with them to create that? Another challenge is, Steve, a lot of these types of devices these days need to be packaged with a game. For instance, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
You've heard a lot about that. Well, you play a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would really not really be so good if you didn't have a game that controller was developed for.
Right. What do I do? Now, we've also got this plastic platform here. What am I supposed to do?
Size of two digital scales, maybe, that you would put together.
So it's going to tell me that I'm overweight, too.
And this is part of the Wii Fit. This is the Wii Balance board that comes with the game. So you have to take your shoes off first, Steve.
Okay, I'll do that.
All
right, I'm stepping up on this item here. There we go.
So now what you need to do is you're going to play one of 40 different active games. And the one that you're going to play is Hula Hoop. So you can do everything from yoga to balance exercises to strength training to aerobics.
Twirl your hips in a circular motion.
So what you're doing,
anything else we can do?
Do
you realize what part of the country I come from? People do not twirl their hips where I come from. It's not done.
You can run. You can do steps.
How would it know that I'm swinging my
hips? Great question, because it's sensing your balance.
I'm watching a virtual version of myself twirling a hula hoop.
Come on.
I'm about to drop the thing. It's all gone. Failed. It says failed. This is great. I did something embarrassing and got called a failure. This is something I want to rush out and buy.
It motivates you.
Oh, 34 spins on the calorie burner. That's what makes this unique, supposedly. It's now got a thing that says calorie burner. I got one of four possible stars for burning
calories.
Okay, all right, so what's something else I can do?
No. Well, now we're in the yoga area.
Okay.
So you could do deep breathing or the half moon, warrior stance, the tree.
Using this breathing method can help improve your metabolism. Start. I'm holding my breath.
Let's do deep breathing together.
Oh, I'd love to do some
yoga
deep breathing
poses
together.
Are more effective if you combine them with deep breathing.
Okay.
Step onto the Wii balance board.
Okay, and I'm looking
Place
at a figure doing the same
stomach,
thing.
Both hands on your stomach.
Both hands on my stomach.
Spread your feet shoulder width apart.
Spread my feet
Inhale
shoulder width.
Inhale deeply through your nose. Feel your stomach expand under your hands. Exhale by slowly deflating your stomach. Breathe through your mouth if you find it difficult to breathe through your nose.
Could you stop this for a second?
Yes.
Why do I need an expensive computer game to breathe?
The answer is you don't need it, but does this enable you to experience something that you could do on your own in a different way?
Okay, so how big is this market supposed to be?
So, you know, the whole video game industry, we're talking about $18 billion, but they call this segment the active gaming segment, and they're looking at that about $2 billion.
Let me ask about the major rivals of Nintendo, companies like Microsoft and Sony. Are they also getting into this market of doing things compatible with Nintendo, this company they're competing with?
This was a major risk that Nintendo took to actually go after this segment. A lot of naysayers thought this was a bad move. It's turned out to be a great move. So yes, absolutely, the industry is taking note. For example, Atari is coming out with this device called the Family Trainer, which is a floor mat that you kind of get on, similar to almost the Wii Balance Board, but a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we haven't seen any major announcements that look like they could shake up the industry just yet, but hang in there. Christmas is still coming.
Well, Mario Armstrong, it's always good to talk with you.
Likewise, Steve. Thanks.
Stay healthy.
Will do.
That's Mario Armstrong, Morning Edition's regular technology commentator. He also hosts a radio show, Armstrong's Digital Spin, on the Baltimore Public Radio station WEAA. And you can read about the pros and cons of home workouts at npr.org/yourhealth. And our last word in business today comes from the parents of a young Wii player in Britain, where the game's been out for a few weeks. British newspapers report that a 10-year-old girl was devastated after the Wii Fit told her that she is fat. The game measures your body mass index, which British obesity experts say is not suitable for kids. They say that being told that they're fat could hurt kids' body image, and they want Nintendo to add a warning to the game. Nintendo's not going to do that, but a spokesman does say the company, quote, would like to apologize to any customers offended by the in-game terminology. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.